Paul, you had the start you wanted tonight, the early 2-0 lead on both goals by Lowry, but as the night wore on, they just wouldn't go away. What did you see them continue to do?
We encouraged them to stick around. At 3-1, we're in good shape. We're right. We turn the puck over that we just didn't need to, and we're halfway through a line change, so we got too many men on the ice, and that's what started it going the other way. And then we didn't come up with enough pucks and clear pucks and win those kind of battles that are so important.
Is that what you would describe on the last two goals as well, that they get in a span of 33 seconds?
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, Adam, people will think that this game was lost in the last 2 minutes, but Adam goes back to after the 20-minute mark. Is that where you sort of saw things starting to go
sideways? No, it's at 3-1. We turn a puck over inside the line. We're in the middle of a line change. We get too many men on the ice, back-to-back games, and it's in the net. So we've taken a game that we had complete control of and invited them back in.
It's easy to say you'll go back, back to the drawing board tomorrow kind of thing at practice, but with back-to-back sort of what happened with Dallas and this, how do you correct that in one practice, or is it a matter of these guys have to show up to the next game and with a different mentality?
I don't need to have an answer for you tonight. I'll have it for you tomorrow.
Just you're talking about the point where that turned. What did you need to see from your team in order for them to turn it back?
A little bit of respect for the other team. Maybe not them or just the game of hockey, but if you turn that many pucks over, that's what's going to happen.